Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Chisapod, and I am Masego Siemela. With me on all the tea, I've got Lala Hariyama.
Hey.
How are you, Lala?
Oh my goodness, guys. It's Friday. It's been a long year so far. What is up with 2020? Can we discuss this?
Exactly.
Okay, it started off with like intense sadness with Kobe and Gigi.
Yes.
Then it's this Kororo. Now Kororo is here.
I like how you call it. Oh my gosh.
Guys, we have people, I don't know if you've seen photos, but in England, there is a woman that hit the tube. She was like in the train. And she put a bucket over her head and then wrapped a scarf around so nothing could get in between her and the bucket. Like she was walking around with a bucket, like a see-through container on. Guys, okay, people are losing
their
damn minds.
Extra was a person, hey?
Listen, can we chat about the fact that we are not prepared?
We're not. Do you think we're not?
What do you mean, do I think we're not? Have you not seen the rest of the world? No one's prepared. How are we prepared?
Exactly. And now it's in Africa.
Anyway, all we can do is pray.
But here we are on all the tea, and here we've got these topics that I'd like for us to dissect.
Let's go.
Uyazi uMzansi Stylerville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonke into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa pod.
So, trending this week, we had Prince KB calling out a troll. Because I'm gonna call these people trolls. After they body shamed DJ Zintle.
I know, right?
The second topic will be Mpa Letsulunyane, right? She was allegedly racially profiled at Dis-Chem. She didn't like it. And I know that Dis-Chem,
rightly
like,
so.
Yes. And I know that Dis-Chem, I'm like, what? Why would you do that?
Yeah, let's shame them. Dane Fern, Dis-Chem.
Exactly.
We see you.
We see you. Shame, man. She didn't have to go through that. We've got Sims and Gemma on Pretty Privilege. Clearly has spoken about it before. Now she's speaking about it. And she's like, people automatically think that when you're pretty, you're shallow. The first topic would be celebrities calling on Rain the Priest. Is that how you pronounce his name?
I have no idea. But yeah, that model, that idiot of a model.
Yes, groping a waitress. Why would you do that? Public space?
Because you know what, really? Men sometimes feel entitled. But anyway, yes.
We'll talk about that.
That's the fourth topic.
Yes, and the fifth topic will be Casper Nyovest talking about celebrities being hated. It's not a new thing. It's something that's been spoken about for many years. The fact that he prays that South Africa will finally get to a point where they love their celebrities and treat them better is something that a lot of celebs would be maybe happier with, right? Don't you think?
Let's talk about when we get there. Let's tackle topic number one, shall we?
All right. Topic number one. Prince KB defending DJ Zintle.
Guys, I don't understand.
Against the body shamer.
Like, first of all, DJ Zintle is perfect. Like, how more perfect do you need a human to be? And at the end of the day, like you said, trolls are just trolls. They're just trolling. They have nothing better to do. Like, even giving this person enough airtime is so point. Like, if it was me, delete comment. It's my Instagram. Thank you very much. If you want to come here and you want to leave such nonsense on my timeline, bye. I control it. Delete you. We keep on moving.
You know what's even sad? The troll even mentioned the fact that, I don't like saying this, but the fact that the reason why AK left was because of that.
You know, like,
and she's perfect. Why would you zoom in? Why,
first of all, she's a mother.
Looking for something. Exactly. That's what
she is an incredible mother. And those lines, which are so normal for any human to have. And even more so if you're a mom. And first of all, it's a guy who is saying such nonsense. Like, can we just, I mean, at the next women's conference, can we have a discussion the fact that men are not allowed to comment on women's bodies because they don't actually know. If you like it, great. If you don't like it, keep it moving. I mean, like, what makes you so perfect? If we had to look at him, he'd probably be like, you know, ugly AF. But no one's pointing that out.
That's true.
Like, you know, with regards to respect to him. But at the end of the day, like, do we really need to give these people that much airtime?
We don't.
No. Bye.
However, can I just ask you one question? Do you think Prince KB was right in was defending DJ Cynthia on her behalf.
Like, what a sweetheart. Like, Prince KB is such a great guy. With or without his masters. Just kidding. But I feel like at the end of the day, you know, it's really important to stand up for your fellow,
industry mates.
Thank you. But at the end of the day, like,
you don't want to give this more.
I don't
want
to talk about it anymore. Right? You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, there's basically too many ugly people.
Yes. Stop trolling celebrities. They're normal human beings, just like you and I. Second topic, Mpole Tsolenyane.
Okay, that was just wrong from so many different levels. Because the fact that she said there was another woman of a different hue, skin hue, who had a massive trolley just like her. They walk in at the same time. She gets pointed out as, oh my gosh, she's up to no good. It's number one, it's not okay. It's 2020, guys. It's 2020. Like, are you kidding me? And after everything we're going through?
And it's Davin. I mean, not to put myself on blast, but I shop there every time.
Yeah.
I walk in with whatever I feel like walking in. And I can imagine how she felt. Because securities, they look at you and as if, what are you doing? And they act as if you're going to come here and steal something.
And you know what? Like, I think it's about time that, especially in Africa.
In Africa.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're having these problems in some crappy European, the freaking 70s or 60s, like, you know, I mean, it's not okay, but we're in, like, the majority of us people are, you know what I'm saying? So now, why are we, if anything, the suspicious people should be the white people, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, who's stealing land here?
Yeah, true. And what's sad is that Dis-Cam came back and then
apologized. But what
an apology. I feel like these brands, not to put anyone on blast, but these brands have a tendency of just apologizing and never acting.
I think
honest.
Obviously you have to look good. You got to keep face, right? So you're going to apologize and they said, look, please call us or get in touch with us or whatever the case is. And hopefully they did sort it out. But I think it's also the structures that are in place that allow for such behavior. You know, I think that's also really important. So hopefully they don't just apologize to her personally, but they actually then put in protocol and structure and ways in which that stuff like this never has to happen again.
It shouldn't.
It's nonsense.
It shouldn't. Anyway, third topic.
Yes.
Pretty privilege.
Isn't that like a constant topic no matter where you go, no matter how... If ever there is a woman involved, there will always be pretty privilege. And I think a lot of people in the industry have experienced people throwing that in your face. Oh, pretty privilege. It must be nice. Nah, hun. It ain't nice. You work your damn off
I was about to ask that. Do you think pretty people do work hard? Do they?
At the end of the day, I think it is very, you know, you're a package. Pretty gets you through the door. Right? But brains, intellect, passion, spirit, work ethic, all of those things keep you in that room. So, yeah, we see a lot of fly-by-nights, right? You see them, they come, they go. They're pretty, they got great bodies, whatever, they know how to use them. But the people who are really talented, that they stand the test of time. And so all the women that you see around, who have been around, you know, they're not just... I'm a...
face.
So, I think... I mean, I love her so much. She's amazing. And she has an incredible repertoire of skills. I mean, she does so much. And you see, the person who's calling you is even agreeing with me.
I was supposed to switch this off. I didn't even switch it off. I'm sorry.
So, yeah, I think pretty privilege needs to be stop being thrown in a woman's faces. I think it's unfair. You belittle them. You make them... and all that they've worked for.
Do you think they're shallow, though?
No, what are you talking about? Like, shallow at the end of the day. Define shallow, though.
Shallow is in vain. As in, everything's all about them. They're not.
You see, this is the thing. And everybody needs to be about themselves.
Yes.
You need to believe in you.
I'm a proud narcissist and I don't care.
You know what? There's a fine line between being narcissistic and being your own cheerleader.
Yes.
You know,
okay, I'm a proud cheerleader then.
So there you go. Because a narcissist is... Me. Screw you. I will stand on top of you to get what I want. I will shoot. I will kill. I will, you know. And I have no morals. For me, that's a narcissist. Doesn't care how anybody else feels. But somebody who knows what they're worth, doesn't mind standing up for themselves, and will fight, be their own cheerleader. If you want to call that, you know, being shallow, well, I'm sorry, I can't agree with you, but fair enough. At the end of the day, I think being in the industry, it's already tough enough. People are trying to bring you down. People are trying to break you. People are trying to make you unsure of yourself. If you are not pushing yourself and punting and hyping yourself up and saying, I am the best, whatever I am, you're not going to get very far. So shallow, I think, you know, using that word very loosely isn't fair. You know, and there's a lot of people that are in the industry that will talk about other people. Oh, you know, so-and-so, she's such a beep. Oh, yeah, she's so hectic. I don't want to work with her. She's so much, like, she's always so difficult.
It's all about her.
Never believe that. Because those women are usually exploited. I mean, a lot of the people in this industry are. There's not a lot of money in this industry when it comes to, oh, you got to MC this, you got to do this, you got to hit a red carpet. You have to fight for what you think you're worth. And many of the time people go, oh, there's no budget. But then you've got to come with the hair, the makeup, the dress, the accessories, the shoes, the entourage, the photographer. And it's not easy. So if you're going to call this woman shallow for fighting for what she knows she brings to the table when everyone's trying to cut her at the knees, call her shallow, but she's not.
Do you think it's borderline cyberbullying in a way? When people end up telling,
I think they're
calling
always,
people out like that.
I mean, people are always keyboard warriors. You know, at the end of the day, they have no idea what's going on behind the scenes, and they feel entitled to share their opinion, which fine, but very uneducated. I have no time for that.
Okay, spicy. So, celebrities and social media users were in a frenzy after Rein du Preez, I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly, apologizing for groping a waitress. Why, firstly? Secondly, why would you do something like that, especially when someone's at work?
It just goes to show there are such monsters walking amongst us. And they put in pretty little packages with bows tied around them. And you think, oh, my gosh, he's so amazing. And in the meantime, he's an absolute dog. So I was so excited when, you know, Anele and this girl posted this video online. People Sarah. Could see him. Sarah, there we go. And we could see him for the person that he is. You know, I love what Siv said. He's like, you're not sorry. You're just sorry you got caught. At the end of the day, you know, we're all human and we make mistakes. But it also means, like, what kind of mistakes are you making? I mean, this is a very blatant, ugly, pathetic mistake. At the end of the day, you're in a public area. And you could see this woman was really upset. And he was like, oh, what are you doing? Why are you so upset? You could see he was kind of like trying to settle her down. And I think there's so many. I mean, I used to work in clubs as a dancer. And I would be groped by grown men. Men who probably had wives. Men who probably had daughters.
How did you deal with it?
Oh, you just keep it moving. At that time, you don't call out a guy. What's going to happen to you? I was petrified. You know what I'm saying? I think as a lot of women, we've had to deal with a lot of things that we just kind of shrug off. Sometimes you find yourselves in situations. How many women that are listening right now have ever been in a situation where a guy makes a really uncomfortable pass and you feel uncomfortable, but you try and make the situation, you change the conversation, you change the way in which it's going, you remove yourself from the situation. You never have to do that in life, ever. But how many times have we had to conform to the environment that we're in to make it less awkward for all of us? Because some idiot has decided that he wants to flex his masculinity and be a complete misogynist.
I may be wrong for asking this, but because I don't know. Do you think it was the first time that he did that?
Oh, I don't know. From the looks of things,
it's
obviously a very common practice in his life.
He just got caught.
Guys, I think in 2020 we shouldn't be dealing with problems like this. Hopefully it changes, and I don't know how it's going to change, and I don't know what things we need to put in place for this. But I mean, doesn't it start at home? It starts when you're a
men
kid.
Men need to be taught.
Men need to be and boys. It's boys. Boys need to be taught how to treat women. What's okay and what's not okay. But I think, you know, we've come from a society where women are subservient. Men are allowed to do what they wish, for the most part. And women are just there to look pretty.
And this brings me back to a word of consent, like word called consent. Don't you think men should know what it means when a woman says no or when and how to do something?
It's just choice. Give a woman don't put a woman in a position where she has no choice. if you tap some lady's bottom, she didn't have a choice in the matter.
Yeah.
You know, if you have a relationship with a woman,
yes,
you know, and you're in love, and I mean, even then, maybe some woman might feel offended, and that's also okay because it is your body, it is your space. But yeah, for men to not give, it's, why are we having these conversations? Why? We are so traumatized.
Unfortunately, I don't even have the answer
to that. Talking, I saw this thing on social media the other day where it was a photo of this girl. And it was, you know, maybe her school photo, and it was like News 24, and I was like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Meantime, it's, you know what I was thinking, right?
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Right? What was I thinking?
No.
She's missing.
Raped.
She's been raped. She's killed.
Something.
Right? Exactly.
Femicide.
But if I actually read the caption, it was, this young South African is in this new, brand new Hollywood film.
Yes.
I mean, we are suffering from major trauma, major PTSD. The fact that we can't see a we see a photo of a little child, and automatically we assume.
Oh my gosh.
Guys, this isn't okay.
I went through that as well. I was like, oh, okay.
The state of society at the moment is an issue. Wow, we are having a very negative conversation. There's also
unfortunately, that's how negative this week has been.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And more on a more lighter, in a way, note, celebrities being hated.
Is that really a lighter note? I mean...
Okay, it's not a lighter note.
It's not a lighter note.
Different type of negative note.
Yes.
We've got Casper Nyovest calling out social media users that they need to be more loving towards their celebrities, and the hate that they throw around is not nice.
This is a conversation that a lot of artists, celebrities, personalities have with one another. Every week it's somebody else. It's like, who's next? Who's going to be on the chopping block this week? What do they say? What do they do? And it's difficult because you're a human being. You decided, okay, I want to be in the entertainment industry. You don't sign up for being completely bullied all the time. You know, and people say, oh, but you should expect that. Like, this is part of your job. You know, toughen the F up. You should know that this is part of the territory. No. No one should have to be traumatized on a constant basis, right? This shouldn't be normal. To be ugly is not our natural state. We're coming from either a sense of fear, pain, but the actions of people on social media, I mean, social media obviously has come with this whole new realm of responsibilities from just the average Joe who has no idea how social media should really be used. That's why I'm really excited to see that there are some schools who are implementing social media classes. Nice. Because it is important to know that sometimes what you tweet or what you post is going to live with you for a very long time. And it starts off with bad-mouthing Bonang, bad-mouthing Casper, Kim Kardashian. You think it's normal. Then you take it an extra step further. When does it end? Because if you're starting at like 10, and you see this is how everyone, and Twitter's for cackling, right? Twitter is made to bad-mouth people. Not that it's actually made for, it's turned into. Because it's funny, and you're there for the comments, and it's
the
entertaining.
Likes,
but
the retweets.
Isn't that showing, I mean, why do we think that society is at this breaking point? It's because of things like this, and we're allowing it.
And can I ask you, sorry to interject.
Yeah.
How does it make you feel when you see your name trending? Do you get into panic mode, or what happens to Lala?
Like, I don't take it too seriously.
Wow.
It's not a big... I mean, I saw a couple thousand people on speaking about you. Like, at the end of the day, so what? Their opinions have none of my business. Yes, I mean, when we post... I was having this conversation with somebody the other day. Social media, do you post for you or do you post for other people?
Well, I post for me.
Do you post for you?
Yes, definitely.
So, do likes not...
I don't care about likes or followers. I don't.
You don't care?
I'm not the type that cares.
So,
I actually hate it when people follow me. On Twitter, it's fine.
Yeah.
On Instagram, I don't like.
So, are you in private?
No, I'm not. I had to have a public... I know, right?
Right? Yeah. Is that not a contradiction? Because if you are posting for you, you obviously... are then going to be private. It's going to be about you and your friends. And it's like a storybook for you and your friends, and that's it. But if you're public, let's face it, at some point, you know, it's out in the open. People are going to have an opinion. Do you want people to have negative opinions about you or positive opinions?
I actually don't care. Like, I'm the type that doesn't.
You know what? It's very noble to say that.
But
when you're in a situation when everyone is up against you and they hate you and they're saying ugly things and it's just negative, 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 I promise, if you are not crying, you are either completely a moron or like have are completely void of all emotion. Because there are times where people, and I think a lot of celebrities or personalities or anyone in the media who's maybe made a mistake or done something wrong, and they get crazy, crazy flack on social media. They might pretend that they're okay.
Human.
But at home, they're not okay because we're human. Mm. We're based on emotion. Mm. We're built for that. Mm. No one wants to be spoken about badly. Mm. Nobody wants to be seen in a bad light, right? Mm. So, yeah, I think going back to the whole conversation about celebrities wanting to be treated better, you wouldn't walk up to Casper and just start talking smack about him. And if you did, either you're a complete brave moron, or you have no self-respect. Because no self-respecting human would have such anger and ugliness that they could go up to somebody to their face and say such ugly things when you probably don't even know him. You just know of him. And there's a huge difference to have an opinion about someone you're actually friends with versus someone you kind of just know from articles.
And it's sad. It's sad that the narrative of, like, celebrities, it continues to be like this. It hasn't even changed.
So in America, it's worse, right?
Yes.
So another side to the whole Casper claim is that, dude, like, we don't even have it as bad as half of those American superstars have it. Right? And you can never actually make anyone happy all the time. So there's always going to be, I think there's always going to be a need for ugliness because it's entertainment, because it's funny, because people get a kick out of it.
And because people aren't happy with themselves, with whatever they were supposed to achieve at a certain point. You know, it's more of, let me pick on this person and to make myself fit better.
Yeah, it's instant gratification. If you come up with a hilarious yet hurtful remark, you're going to get like what? 100, 200 likes, retweets, all, and that's instant gratification. Yeah. So the more you do it, the better you feel about yourself. I mean, social media is breeding a monster. I hope we're ready for it.
However, I feel like those likes are for now. I forget you like in the next couple of months. You're irrelevant.
Yeah.
You know. Anyway, we just hope that Casper's prayer or wish for a better country and healing will be upon us.
But it's not just for celebrities. It's just humans in general. Like, can we stop being ugly to one another?
Yeah.
There are so many other people who are not maybe in media, but having to, like, deal with flack just because they're proud of maybe their bodies. Maybe they post... Someone posted a photo of themselves. They're like, my friends think I look like Boiti. Do you remember that?
I'm sorry that I laughed.
But at the end of the day, like...
I didn't mean to laugh at that. Like, the fact that people reacted the way...
Right?
That, like, way was not nice.
It wasn't nice. But, like... Just stop being mean. If she feels like she looked like Boise, good for her. I mean, you might not agree with it, but you being mean and ugly to, and I know I'm not going to get a lot of people going, oh, but it was funny, Lala, and oh my God, like, allow us to be what.
It starts there.
But it starts there. When does it end?
True.
Where do we draw the line? You know, the next thing we're seeing kids being bullied and no one's doing anything about it. Because you're busy, you know, talking BS about some other person, and that seems okay. So now you're seeing this chick's getting bullied. Next thing you're seeing somebody getting killed. It's also okay. The next thing,
where does it end?
Shaman,
I hope people have learned a lot from this podcast, from our conversation. I wish that we become better citizens of South Africa. We become better and kinder to one another, kinder to our celebrities, because they're giving us the content that we deserve, right?
Just to each other, man. Like, it's celebrity or no celebrity, like, we're here for a very short time, and we're all struggling with our own battles and our own pain, and you have no idea what that other person's going through. You know, to be nice doesn't cost you anything. Okay, so you don't get enough likes, you don't get the same amount of retweets, but hey, like, being a nice person will come back, will reward you much more in the long run. It's a lot more fun being nice, guys.
Thank you so much, Lala, for joining me on All the Tea. Really appreciate your tea. It was spicy-ish, but very informative. I appreciate
so much for having me. That was fun.